episode 33 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the Review Fit show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode, we spun the wheel for Category B and we got Blade 2012. I didn't know this, I just found out because I'm reading up on the wiki. That's the fourth installment of the series.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that.
That being said, we both know a little bit about Blade and its history. We've seen the movies, I believe you read some of the comics. So it really wasn't an issue in that sense. It also wasn't an issue in a sense that the story's really good. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. Really didn't need to know anything in the beginning because they explain that he's a Daywalker. They explain his backstory in this season.
Yeah, it was... You could just jump right into this. You don't need to know
Yes. The
other ones. Like, I think it's Iron Man, X-Men, and Wolverine.
Yeah, they're all in the same universe, which is really cool.
But they really have nothing to do with each other, essentially,
except for the most part. There's a couple little things. Now, if you watch the art style of it, it definitely has the feeling, and TJ brought this up when we watched a few episodes together, of the 90s cartoon, Saturday morning, not anime, American style.
Yes.
That being said, reading on the wiki, it was made in Japan, and it was made by Japanese people. It was made, the story's written by Kenta Fukasuku, son of the late Kinji, I'm not going to say his last name again. Jamie Simone served as casting director, and it aired on Animax in Japan in July 1st, 2011, and eventually came over to America.
Right. So, yeah, apparently this was part of an initiative of anime. They bought, like, some of the Marvel comics and they adapted
a
lot of them.
It was good.
It was.
They did a good job.
It was decent, yeah, because there was consequences.
Yeah.
In this.
Which, make your decisions, then you gotta deal with it.
Yeah, like, it got to a point where it felt like an anime.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, because people die in it and stuff like that.
But it just had that American... Sorry about that. My dog just shook.
Yeah.
It just had that American feel to it that wasn't hollow. A lot of anime feels hollow. It's not too deep.
Yeah, I mean...
This had more than that.
And there was a couple good parts, really good parts in it. The ending, that last fight in the Monster City was really good.
Yeah, that was cool.
Where there were just giant monsters all over everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then halfway through the season, Wolverine just shows up out of
nowhere. Yeah, that was weird, but cool.
Yeah, so that was neat to see. Because I didn't know going into it that it was part of a bigger world, so just seeing Wolverine come in.
I hadn't seen it, but I knew that there was an Iron Man version, like, sort of similar to this. I knew that there was a Wolverine season sort of similar to this. I didn't know they were in the same world, though.
Right.
So that was cool.
Yeah, but... Honestly, it felt rushed at points.
Definitely felt rushed.
Because it's only...
Especially towards the end, you went just from hunting vampires and going after Frost to, oh my god, world-ending stuff. Shit's going crazy in the last couple episodes. But it was cool.
It was cool. I mean, it followed more of the movies than anything else. I mean, my memory of the actual comics are a little vague, so I can't really judge how it would be in the comics, but I think the movies really took over the mythology of Blade, so
yeah.
I think it follows along those lines.
I really liked the guy that helped him. I forget his name. The old white guy.
Oh, Van Helsing.
Yeah, he was cool. Yeah. I liked him a lot.
I mean, he wasn't actually Van Helsing. He's a descendant of Van Helsing or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
There's always a descendant of Van Helsing.
When you deal with vampires.
Yeah, there's always something to do with that, so...
But apparently there's no more, because he didn't have a kid or anything. I thought he would have had some sort of kid he was training, but I sort of turned into Blade.
Yeah, Blade's kind of new Van Helsing. Well, he's always kind of been the Marvel Universe's Van Helsing anyway. And then there's a female companion that he gets in the beginning.
Which was cool and interesting, and she was out throughout the show, but the tropes for her were a bit much.
They were a bit much, but her father gets killed by vampires, and Blade kills the vampire, so she hates Blade.
Like, instantly. He's like, alright, time to die.
So she hates him at first, then she starts to fall for him, and then...
Well, yeah, I mean, that was kind of the trope.
There was a trope, but...
But it wasn't so bad, it wasn't so blaring, it just was, oh, okay, that's
But she
happening.
Wasn't at the end, she wasn't at the end, something distracted.
No, she could fight.
In the end, she came in, she saved Blade, she ended up dying, which was also really...
Yeah, I honestly didn't expect that.
Well,
either I thought they were going to, like, just go their separate ways. I didn't think they would get together.
No.
But I didn't really expect her to die.
Blade doesn't really end up very much with love interests. So.
I can see why.
Her dying was actually a powerful scene in this, which was...
Something that was interesting was the different kinds of vampires, like the water vampires and the tiger and the flying ones, and how grotesque they are and everything. That was interesting.
But they weren't actual vampires. They were, like, mutated into those things. Honestly, though, it was good, but it is the most, as for judging anime standard, the most average anime.
Yeah, yeah, it was average.
It was pure. It was middle of the ground.
If it wasn't Blade, something that we know and like, I wouldn't have had as much interest in it.
Right, yeah, and if it was just some guy with a sword,
yeah, doing the exact same stuff, just not Blade, it would have been a lower quality.
We do have a bias because of Blade, and I'm a big superhero guy.
Oh,
so,
sure, yeah, same here.
So going in and seeing Blade and Wolverine and stuff, and knowing the history behind the characters. Mm-hmm. Usually, when we tackle one of these animes, we know nothing about these characters, so we have no history. We're just judging them based on what we mm-hmm. see. Well, this one, where there's like, how long ago did Blade come out?
The movie?
Yeah.
1999, 2000, yes. Something like that.
So it's been...
Oh, and we were young then. You know what I mean? We're in our 30s now, but that was us, like, just getting into TV and movies. Yeah.
So we grew up with Blade and stuff like that. Like, there's Blade in the... Blade was in the animated Spider-Man cartoon in the early 90s. So we grew up with it. So we know... We have experience with it, and we have that nostalgic going into it that kind of skews us towards liking it. And not that it's bad. Like I said, it's completely average, objectively, but it was interesting. I mean, it was a little lame at points, but...
Yeah. What else? We're only a few minutes in.
I know. That's what I was afraid of, because I know I didn't have a lot to say about this one. I guess, really, the only other thing we can really talk about is that he has, like, this master.
Yeah, yeah, he had a sword master and a fellow student.
Right.
I forget the guy's name, but he was some Japanese dude has a healing factor, like Wolverine, which was interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting, but he is the most anime character in the show.
Oh, for sure.
So... That's the anime trope in this, really. Everything else is very...
I wear a kimono at all times.
This is...
What, dude? It's 2012 in the anime. What are you doing?
Everything else is very Americanized. So, this anime character, he doesn't fit in the show.
Oh, you know what we also didn't talk about? Was, this is with the sword master and all that, was the sword style 1, 2, and 3 techniques.
Oh, God.
That was god-awful.
Every time he kills a vampire, he uses one of three special techniques.
Hidden sword technique or something like that. And he says, number one.
And it's like a fatality every single time. It is so bad.
Well, not any vampire or every vampire, but any of the boss vampires in the episode. So,
anytime he's forced to use his special powers, it cuts to like, it's almost like Sailor Moon.
It is very anime-esque.
With a transforming into something else. It's like, that's what that was like.
Oh, it was cool to watch it happen. It was just after he killed him, it wasn't interesting. So when he goes to kill them, he sort of holds his sword up and drops it down while holding it, spins it around, and you see like a line on the point of the blade mm-hmm. in a circle. And it looks cool, and it's interesting. But then after he kills him, he like instant transmission behind him, and he's like, hidden sword technique number one.
Yeah. Well, it was more that the first one is him being, it's an illusion, essentially. Yeah. So they cut through the illusion and nothing happens. The problem is, it happens in every single episode.
Whatever the big bad guy is in that episode, he does it.
The good thing about the show is it's only 12 episodes.
Yeah, it's not long. So whatever blaring issues it has wasn't too upsetting because it ended soon.
Because it was just like in and out, really, with everything. And
if that had gone on for 12 more episodes, oh man. I don't have a whole lot more to say about it.
Yeah, they would have had to really bring in the story and really flesh everything out because, mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty decent as is, but I don't know if I would have been able to sit through another 14 episodes?
Oh, yeah, that would be god awful. I couldn't do it. So he's his rival at the sword master place where they're training. He definitely becomes his rival lifelong and wants to fight him lifelong. Mm-hmm. And Blade isn't as good as him.
No.
He's not quite as good as him. Not by much, but just by a little bit. Now, I think Blade has, obviously, speed and strength over him because he's part vampire. But, you know, the other guy's got a healing factor. And it's funny, they actually say healing factor.
Right.
So they definitely acknowledge the fact that he's like Wolverine.
For some reason, Wolverine is always tied to Japanese lore.
Which is odd. I'm never known
comics why. Because, I mean, he does spend time in Japan in the comics, and
he did that in the one movie, too.
Well, yeah, but those movies suck. So,
some of them are okay.
Anything titled Wolverine, if it's not Logan, sucked.
Origins was okay.
No, it wasn't. That was terrible.
Anyway, back to Blade.
back to Blade. But for some reason, they like to tie Wolverine to Japan, which is why I think they kind of went with the Japanese. Well, plus, it's made in Japan, it's an anime thing like that to tie. But what they feel and factor and stuff. Which is odd because Wolverine originated in Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
He was part of the Canadian Weapon X program. So I never understood why they always keep...
As far as I know, Canada and Japan don't really cross over through history.
I know he does spend time in Japan, but it seems to be a lot of the focus storyline-wise for him there. Never so much in Canada that I've seen, but I could be wrong. I haven't read all the Wolverine comics.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, so he's got his rival partner. He really wants to know who's better.
Yeah, the rival.
He really wants to know that.
Like, Blade doesn't really give a shit.
Him for the most part. Yeah, Blade doesn't give a damn. There's a point where Blade leaves because, you know, he's getting older and he needs to go back to fighting vampires. He has a mission. He has to get Frost because Frost, you know, killed his mother. And right as he leaves, his rival is like, no, let's find out now. And they go to fight and Blade cuts his Achilles tendon. It eventually heals back, but he sort of won that bout.
Yeah. You said Achilles tendon. And I just watched something that literally someone cuts someone's Achilles tendon.
Ooh. Yeah, it's hard to watch for sure.
I don't remember what I just watched, though.
But Blade pretty much says, you know, the difference between us is that I don't need to know who's better. So that was interesting. And then he comes back probably about halfway through the show, and he's fighting Blade, and, you know, they got the rivalry back, and then they split up. But what was interesting is towards the end, they pair up and help out.
Yeah, they become friends, essentially.
Yeah, which is weird. Yeah, didn't really expect that. There wasn't really any resolution between the rivalry.
Because the Master gets turned into a vampire.
Yeah, and then they have to kill him.
So they have to kill him, and then Frost betrays the rival.
And that's where they find out the third hidden technique.
Yeah.
That they didn't learn yet.
Yeah. So,
oh, it was so bad.
But the rival was betrayed by Frost, so he was like, okay, we have a mutual...
Yeah, yeah. In the beginning, the rival was working for Frost.
Yes. So that's where that comes from, because the rival is an assassin, apparently.
Yeah, which is weird, especially with that kimono outfit. And it's just odd. Why? It's 2012. What are you doing?
It's a pants off. But it's Japanese 2012, yes, which means it's like 1963 or
whatever. Apparently.
So...
recovering from the bombs. Maybe that's where he got his healing factor from. Who knows?
I suppose. there was something else I just recently watched that... Oh. You know what Legends of Tomorrow is?
Oh, the DC?
The DC thing.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
They just went back and... They're time travelers, essentially.
Yeah, it's a really bad show.
I like it.
It's terrible.
And I like it. I think it's the best superhero show on TV.
It's god-awful.
No, it's not.
The acting's terrible. The budget for the special effects is so bad. It's so low.
When's the last time you watched it?
I watched a couple episodes of the first season.
That was your problem.
That's my problem. The opening episodes that are supposed to tell you what the show's to be about were terrible. That's my problem that I took
The first season was pretty bad. It's gotten really...
I get that a lot from a lot of different people, that the first season's bad, but you gotta stick through it for the rest of it. I'm like, but the first season tells you what the show's about.
No, I gotcha. I understand that and no one should expect anybody to watch something if the first couple episodes aren't good. But there is a couple shows that I watched that the first season's just terrible. Like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's another one. I watched the first few episodes, couldn't get through it.
Because it's so bad, and they were bad, but they've really, really gotten a lot better with it. But anyway, Legends Tomorrow, in a recent episode, they go back in time, and because they released magical monsters and no magical monsters are all throughout the time stream, so they have to go and kind of stop these magical monsters. Mm-hmm. And one of them, there's this giant kraken back in Japan. And so they go back, and it comes out, the kraken's not real. It's this book that creates that someone of creative minds do it. The creator of Godzilla created this kraken, essentially, and then they go back through this whole story of why he imagined he went through Hiroshima and the bombs are dropped in, and that's so he created this monster to justify the destruction of the world and stuff like that. And it just clicked because you said...
The Achilles tendon.
No, you clicked because you said the bombs are dropping.
Oh.
So that's where that was. And then at the end, they were like, oh, you shouldn't stick with Kraken, you know. Lizards. King of Lizards. So they've been doing a lot of that, which is pretty cool. The Achilles Tenants was actually the most recent episode of Arrow, which Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow, slits someone's Achilles tendon because he's in jail right now for being the Green Arrow. And then there's this giant riot, and these two criminals that he put away are beating them up, and he slices one of their Achilles tendon and says, you got about 6 minutes or you're going to bleed out. And so he can't...
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, no, but still. It's a TV show. So you're gonna bleed out.
Arrow's terrible too.
You gotta bleed out. So you better leave me
alone. Yeah, you can go get yourself patched up.
Yeah. So that's what that one was. Arrow. It depends on what season.
I liked the first season a lot.
Yeah, the first and second season were good.
I think I watched the second season. I can't remember. Either I started watching the second or it was the third, and I just stopped because it got terrible.
Third and fourth seasons were terrible.
Maybe it was the third that I started watching.
Because the fifth season was okay, but this one, most recent one's actually really, really good so far. Yeah, and I just watch superhero shows. That's what I do. So.
That's interesting. You know what's funny? Is nearly half this podcast was talking about other things than Blade. But Blade wasn't great in the sense that we had a lot to talk about it, and it wasn't terrible in the sense that we had a lot to talk about it. I know we said that a couple times, but this is really right in the middle.
But at the same time, Blade is a superhero.
Yeah, and we like superheroes, and that sort of connects with other superheroes in the universes.
We didn't go off a rail and started talking about things that are not superheroes.
That's true. So, yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to close up. Next episode is...
Hold on. I'm giving it a 5.
Oh, right. We didn't do that. For Blade, I would say 7, but for just purely...
anime, yeah. 5.
Yeah, I would say 5. 5.5, maybe.
So, I mean, if you're into Marvel Comics and you're into Blade...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a 7. It's worth your time. But if you're just into anime, it's...
You could watch it, because like we said, there is a beginning, middle, end, and it explains its history.
Yeah.
You could watch it still, but it's just not...
It's average.
Yeah. You've got nothing else to watch. It's better than a lot of other things we reviewed.
Yeah. Like, watch this instead of...
801 TTS Airbats. Watch this instead of Jubi-chan. Watch this instead of
Koikaze.
Koikaze, definitely. Definitely watch this over a lot of things, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, because this is actually one of the few ones that we got, like, just a pure middle of the road.
Yeah, just right there.
All right, yeah, so we're not going to spin a wheel for this one because we're going to actually go back to one that we did.
Yes.
We got the Master of Ragnarok
and the Blesser of
Ironheart or something like that back in T. But there was only 2 episodes released of it at the time.
And they finally finished.
So we're going to do that next episode. And so instead of that, last time we did the Galaxy Rally, which we both regretted.
Yeah, so at the end of the next episode is when we will spin for C.
Yes. All right, that's it for this one.
That's it, guys. Have a good night.
Yep, see ya.